And now, the Sandhills' number one morning show, Mornings with the Leader Man, here on Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB, and heard and seen around the world at talk973.com.
The best part of waking up is waking up with us.
Welcome back this morning.
What are you smiling at?
Just happy I have a job.
I love work.
I love my job.
I love working here.
I love my job.
I love working.
I love your work.
I have a job to do.
I have a job to do.
What job is that?
Put on a show.
Put on a great show.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Are you waiting for me to say something?
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Still waiting for you to say.
Showtime.
Morning, Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. You're listening to Mornings with the Leader Man, and obviously by my music choice, Leader Man is not here. He's out, I guess, with a stomach bug. Not sure. Haven't seen him today. Didn't see him yesterday. But he's still breathing. He's still doing good. He's still above ground. And I hope he will be back tomorrow, because I don't know that I can get up this early in the morning on a regular basis. My music choice this morning was, again, suggested by David Hesley, who is in the studio with me today. I think they're trying to take this as the theme song. So good morning, David.
Good morning, everyone. Glad to be back to Radio Free Southern Pines.
I also, of course, have in the studio with me Stephen Woodward. Good morning, Stephen. Welcome back.
Good morning, Leader Man, wherever you are, and Dorothy and David. Welcome back. It is a warped Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
Here in the Sand Hills.
I'm starting to feel like I should play the Twilight Zone theme song for myself.
Let's
cue
that up.
I'm in the Twilight Zone here in the past
Let's
cue
that
weeks.
Up at 8:30.
Okay, I'll see if I can find it.
For those of you who stayed up last night to watch the glassy-eyed zombies at the Democrat National Convention, I feel sorry for you, and I suggest that you seek immediate help. For those of you who went to bed and got a good night's sleep so you could face the crazies, you made the right choice. And we're here to assure you that there is a modicum of hope for the future. You have to look for it sometimes to find it, but it's out there. And today we want to talk a little bit about the, 77 days from Election Day, November 5, and actually only less than 2 months away from the start of early voting in Moore County on October 17th.
It's and, right around the corner.
It is, yep. and that means that it's time to turn away from all the shiny objects that the DNC convention is presenting us, as if there's not a worry in the world, and to start focusing on your civic duty. It is important, more so than ever, that you exercise it in the next couple of months.
So what do you gentlemen have on your docket today? I see you coming in with little pieces of papers and notes and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I could give you the are you smarter than the fifth grader quiz.
Quick, let's come up with something.
I mean, I finally found where Steve has it hidden in here. I knew it was somewhere, but I can never seem to find it.
Well, we're not going to take it anymore by Twisted Sister. I think that's the appropriate theme song for the We the People caucus.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think I'm going
to
propose a new show, a new quiz called Are You Smarter Than a Palestine Protesting Columbia University graduate student. I think that'll be the next one.
That's a little long and a bit of a tongue twister.
I know.
You gotta come up with a mnemonic for that one or something.
Yeah.
So, well, let's talk about, you know, We the People Caucus. You know, the bottom line is I think everyone is fed up, you know, everyone's fed up with politicians who run for office and they say they're going to do this, they say they're going to do that, but then they get in office and all of a sudden they turn into swamp monsters and they betray both, you know, the party platform and the and conservative principles and values, if they ever had any. And I think the same goes for, in a lot of cases, the party leadership. And, you know, as I've mentioned before, I used to look at D.C. and see the politicians and the party leaders and the nonsense they did and go, man, that's messed up. And then I started paying attention to state politics and I saw, you know, Senator Berger
Timmy. Yeah.
Timmy Moore.
Yeah.
And then, you know, some of the shenanigans that the leadership of the Moore County GOP pulled. And I thought, wow, that same stuff happens at the state level. And then lo and behold, I get involved in county politics. And, you know, the same stuff happened. Look, the same stuff happens all the way from county level to state level and federal level. And it's time that we, the people, stand up and stop putting up with it. I mean, it's our party. It's not their party.
Correct. And it's very interesting how quickly one can become labeled as a, you know, a troublemaker and a malcontent merely by requiring basic responsiveness from the elected and in some cases also the unelected, the self-appointed or the appointed. And it can become, you know, a little bit discouraging. But rather than being discouraged, it is better to get a little louder and to start offering solutions. And you know, it is virtually impossible to enact any kind of meaningful change going forward unless you take it upon yourself to be a part of that change. And that's not a slogan, that is a fact, Jack. And so We the People, a conservative caucus, came together organically and then grew very precipitously because we discovered very rapidly that many people in this county want to be engaged, but they want to be engaged as part of a team, not as supplicants or as surrogates to a group of overlords. And that is what we have achieved with We the People. You saw it on display just 1 week ago when we orchestrated the arrival into Moore County of Dr. Mm-hmm. Carol Swain to smack down the myth and the toxicity of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And now you're going to see it coming forward as we organize for the election cycle that is really upon us. No time to waste.
And the purpose of the caucus, and look, caucuses have a time-honored tradition in politics. You know, everyone loves the Freedom Caucus. You know, there's a Freedom Caucus in D.C. where all the conservative, you know, Dan Bishop, I believe, is a member of that.
A stalwart of it, yes.
And we love the Freedom Caucus, both at the state and federal level. You know, there's a Christian caucus at the federal level. It's worth noting, by the way, that in the Democrat Party, the caucuses are broken down by race and stuff. You know, there's a Black caucus, a Hispanic caucus, a woman's caucus, whereas in the Republican Party, the caucuses are broken down by ideology.
Yes.
You know, so we are, you know, there's a Freedom Caucus, there's a Christian caucus, and in Moore County, there's a We the People caucus, and our goals are simple. We want to make sure that our elected officials and our party officials are held accountable for what they do, and that they adhere to our core conservative principles.
Exactly. And it's really no more complicated than that. And it's also not, you know, when citizens within a community who are committed come together and decide to be accountable to themselves as opposed to the status quo. And just by the way, some caucuses go unnamed, but they exist quite effectively, like, you know, the Swamp Caucus, yes, and the Status Quo Caucus.
The Uniparty Caucus.
The Protect My Power and Influence Caucus.
Yeah, the Screw the Taxpayer Caucus.
Exactly.
So our caucus, the We the People Conservative Caucus. Look, we have three conservative values. And our conservative values are, the first one is, we want to ensure that we have a fiscally responsible government.
Yes, and that is so basic and yet so elusive.
Right. And you know, the problem is, you know, everybody wants a fiscally responsible government, but we elect Republicans and they go up there and they spend like drunken sailors, just like the Democrats. They just spend to support different things, but it doesn't matter. We the people want fiscal responsibility and responsible spending from our government.
Yeah, I mean, look at Speaker Mike Johnson. You know, far better to have him there than Kevo McCarthy. But again, there were 12 spending bills that were presented, that were put together, and the pledge was we're going to pass each and every one of them before anybody gets to go home for any kind of recess or break. They passed five. They left seven on the table, and guess what they did? They all went home. Yeah. So we were betrayed once again, even by a rather, I think, upstanding guy named Mike Johnson.
So the first principle that we pledge is a fiscally responsible government. The second conservative value is a smaller and less intrusive government. You know, the federal government and the state government, they're like a blob that just keeps growing and multiplying, and the tentacles get deep in our private lives and our personal lives and our privately owned businesses, and we want a smaller and less intrusive government.
Exactly, and one that can never again, as was the case just a few short years ago, impose draconian measures on our freedoms, shut down businesses, shut down houses of worship, shut down schools, which was the most egregious thing of all. And also, we don't want to live in a culture where we are told that a state agency such as the North Carolina Department of Transportation can swoop into a community and clear cut acres of pine trees in the name of making things better. And that's exactly what we're hearing right now regarding the famed Pinehurst Traffic Circle, people making left-hand turns into perpetuity. And it's not a subject for today, but it is an example of what we're talking about.
Yeah, and a third principle is we want more individual freedom. We believe that liberty, individual personal liberty, is a cornerstone of our country, and it's certainly a rock bed of our conservative values. And when we say more individual freedom, we mean for both sides of the aisle. You know, the problem is that, you know, Democrats get into power and they want to tell Republicans, well, you can do that, you can't do that, you can't do that. But the problem is Republicans get in power and they tell the Democrats what they cannot do. And, you know, it's not the role of government to tell people their individual moral choices. And we want individual freedom. We want more individual freedom for all people.
And that again is can be a very elusive goal, but not unattainable. I think the other aspect of freedom too is that very often, and we're seeing this here in our own local experiences, the party doesn't have to be in power, and individuals don't have to even be duly elected to impose ideological extremism in areas such as gender grooming and, shall we say, library literature. In other words, freedom is always under siege by those who wish to impose their own ideologies at the cost of freedom, and we see that all the time, and they do it with impunity.
And then finally, our fourth conservative value is we're never going to become what we condemn. You know, we have seen our caucus is going to stay true to our principles and our values. And, you know, as our caucus grows and our influence grows and we, you know, start making sure that the party apparatus and the politicians adhere to our principles, we are not going to morph in to what we now criticize. We're going to stay true to our values and principles. So, look, the point is, this conservative caucus, although it's a caucus under the Republican Party, we welcome conservatives, we welcome independent conservatives, we welcome moderate Democrat conservatives, if there's any left, you know, if Nancy Pelosi hasn't destroyed them all. So if you are, you know, if you're listening and you believe in fiscally responsible government, smaller and less intrusive government, more individual freedom, and never, ever becoming one of them, then please consider joining our conservative caucus.
And I think it's important to point out that folks can learn more about these core principles and upcoming events and the like at via various social media platforms. Yes. You can find us on Facebook.
We the People Caucus on Facebook.
We the People Caucus. You can find a website, a quaint notion. They're still out there, websites. That is... WeThePeople.com. Caucus. WeThePeopleCaucus.com. I actually, I think I secured the domain name,
sure,
and I couldn't remember it. Oh, my gosh. get me some Biden potion. Give me an injection immediately. WeThePeopleCaucus.com. And also, are we tweeting? Are we Instagramming?
We've got a, I got to reach out to Elon Musk. There's a problem with our X account, but Elon hasn't responded to me yet. By the way, when he becomes in charge of the Department of Government Efficiency, I've reached out to Elon to let him know that I'll be his deputy in charge of the U.S. Department of Government Efficiency.
Well, I think the two of you would be... You have a lot of fun together, I think.
Once he fixes our Twitter account /X account, then we'll be good to go on X as well.
I wonder if Elon appreciates a good smoked pork butt the way we do here.
I guarantee you it would be the best smoked pork butt he's ever had.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. A couple other things that I want to mention about the caucus mindset and philosophy going forward. Number one, there should never be presumptive nominees within the framework of a party at the grassroots. And by that, I mean that anyone who is endorsed and then ultimately nominated should earn that endorsement. Well, should not be presumptive in any way, should never be the obvious or automatic choice because two or three people say so.
Yeah, well, you know, hopefully the Moore County GOP learned that in the primary. But look, when we look at the actions that We the People Caucus are going to take, the second action is conduct the activities necessary for a healthy and flourishing party. And under that is to ensure that we recruit and vet and train candidates for both. Local office appointment to boards and to become part of the leadership of the Moore County GOP, which includes precinct chairs and
yes,
obviously officers. So, look, that should be done by the party, but the current leadership of the party refuses to do that with disastrous results. I mean, look at the primary of the school board and look at the empty suits that they came up with because they didn't recruit, vet, and train candidates. And then once we recruit, vet, and train candidates, then what we're going to do is we're going to have a series. And again, if the party doesn't do this, the caucus is going to do it. We're going to sponsor a series of debates among candidates because one of the other principles we believe in, which is right there, bullet number four, is we want to ensure an informed and educated electorate because we believe as conservatives that an educated electorate will always make the right choice.
Yes.
So what we're going to do, and again, the party refused to do this. So if, you know, the new leadership of the party in 2025, if they refuse to do it, then our caucus is going to have debates. But gone are going to be the days where, well, look at what they did last time. They pulled these three people out that no one had ever heard of. They gave everyone 5 minutes to give a speech, and then they made the precinct chairs vote on who they were going to endorse after 5 minutes. And when I stood up and I objected and I said, no, you cannot make informed opinions based upon a 5-minute speech from someone you've never ever heard of. Then, and you were there, Steve, and lots of people were there. You can ask any precinct chair, Bill DeMastis, the vice chair of the party, Bill Schultes, the secretary of the party, and Bob Levy, chair of the Moore County Board of Education. Each one of them stood up because I talked of an informed electorate and letting people make their own mind up. Each one of them stood up and said, and I'll never forget this, this is an exact quote from Bob Levy, "No, it is our responsibility to tell people who to vote for." That is the wrong attitude from the party leadership. And the chair, the secretary, and the past chair, Bob Levy, all stood up one after another and made it very clear that they do not want an informed electorate, that they see their role of the party is to tell people who to vote for. And that is just 100% wrong.
And one of the ways that goes hand in hand with what you're talking about is to remove the cobwebs and dust off the precinct infrastructure, which when functioning properly is a highly effective tool for keeping the citizenry informed and engaged. Yep. And Lord knows that surely ours is not the only county by a long shot that has a broken precinct infrastructure. But it is so important to reinvigorate the role of precinct chairs and vice chairs. But it's not the titles that matter. It's the people that they surround themselves with in their precinct, in their parts of the community where they can make the biggest impact. And we're seeing that in Seven Lakes, where they have gone from a group of people having coffee to looking for larger venues for their meetings.
Yeah, pretty soon, Tom and Joanne LaSapi are going to have their precinct organized so well that we're going to have to rent Pinecrest Stadium for them to have their precinct meetings.
They're going to have to hire a merchandise buyer and manager for all the stuff they're going to need to sell.
Right.
You know, and I think they're going to end up on a postage stamp, those two.
So that's one of the things. Look, that's one of the essential, you know, we talked about this just a couple minutes ago, recruiting and vetting candidates for local party positions, local elected, you know, positions and boards. You know, we need more Tom and Joanne LaSapios, and they're out there. We just need to engage them. We need to identify them. We need to recruit them. And then we got to make sure they get elected, because that's what a healthy and properly functioning party does. A healthy functioning party doesn't sit up there and have the mindset, no, it's our job to tell people who to vote for. Who wants to join an organization like that?
And then when you achieve what we're talking about, then all of a sudden your elected officials, your public servants, let us never forget that that's what they are by necessity forced to become more accessible, more engaging, more responsive. I mean, right now it is virtually impossible for me as a fairly well-informed, engaged citizen to receive a timely response on a question of policy or an issue of our time from our congressman in Washington. It's impossible. I have sent notes and letters on different topics, and I just don't never get a phone call. I don't sit by the phone or any of that kind of thing, but it's just absurd. And you should be able to call, text your state representatives, and ours are, I have to say that Neil Jackson is very responsive, our member of the House in Raleigh, the General Assembly. And Tom McInnes as well. But you go beyond the state level and it's, you know, a black hole. And the exception to that was that brief fleeting moment in time when Dan Bishop was our congressman due to a district redraw. And that was a fleeting and now forgotten bygone moment.
Well, you know, you just hit on bullet number three, right? The actions we're going to take. Bullet number three is ensure that elected officials at all levels of government adhere to conservative principles and the party platform.
Yeah.
That's right here on our card. So, look, the three actions we covered are principles, you know, and values. The actions we're going to take, and we've already covered just in the course of conversation most of these, but we're going to ensure that the leadership of the Moore County GOP reflects conservative values and principles. That includes our precinct chairs, our precinct vice chairs, and the leadership of our beloved GOP. So that's the first bullet. We're going to ensure that our party officers reflect and reflect conservative values and principles. The second thing is we're going to conduct the activities necessary for a healthy and flourishing party. And we discussed a couple things, but there's many more that we're, you know, that we would do. We're going to ensure that, and you just discussed this, ensure that elected officials adhere to conservative principles and that they're responsive and engaged. And then finally, we're going to ensure an informed and educated electorate, because as conservatives, as I mentioned earlier, we firmly believe that an informed and educated electorate will make 100% of the time the correct decisions. The problem is the party apparatus, as reflected by the statements. I didn't make the statements that it's our job to tell people who to vote for. Bob Levy, Bill Shultz, and Bill DeMastis stood up at a GOP meeting and made that. So, you know, that's the 180 degrees out from what we believe, because what they want is they want clapping seals. They want people that they just wave the sample ballot of people that they anointed, and they want these clapping seals or NPCs, non-playable characters, who just repeat in unison, you know, Kamala Harris is great, right? Yeah. They just want the Republican version of
like,
that.
Like the Monty Python skit, we are all individuals.
Right. And you know what? Conservatives don't think that way. Conservatives don't think that way, and conservatives don't act that way.
And by the way, we don't want any phone calls, because I think we're going to get in trouble. We've been sitting here talking about our bullets this morning. Those are actually bullet points.
Yes.
On a document. And so please, no calls that we're inciting violence or any of those kinds of terrible things. The last thing on our minds today. So how are we doing, Dorothy?
Yes.
I say, helps if I turn my microphone back on. I coughed and forgot to turn it back on.
Oh, that's okay.
Dorothy, it's time for you to.
I gotta wake up. I say I have to wake back up over here. Well maybe, not that I am not riveted. I'm maybe, just up too early.
Maybe Steve will share a scotch with you.
Let's just tease at 8:30. We're gonna talk a little bit, I think, about the Democrat National Convention in Chicago.
Okay.
Sodom and Gomorrah by the lake, and smoking meat tips from David.
I did pick up some fresh smoked hickory last week when I was up in Mooresville, so I will soon be converting that and raw pork into some of the finest pulled pork, you know, this side of the Mississippi.
You'll have to get with Gus. He's like a pulled pork aficionado, so
maybe
he can be a taste tester for you, and I'm sure he'd be willing.
He could be an assistant pit master.
Oh, yeah, he could probably do that, too.
Well,
I know he does his own.
That's a title to aspire to, that's for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I had a beloved cat called Gus that was short for Augustus Caesar. Called him. I wonder, is Gus's name Augustus?
I have no idea. I've never asked what his full name is.
We should ask.
Or maybe it's Gustav.
Gustav.
Yeah, that could be.
Well, we will be back after this news breaks.
Starting out this morning a little bit on the cool side. Temperatures for the most part in the 60s. It's comfortable. We'll call it that. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy at times this afternoon and comfortably warm. High 78 to 80 degrees. Overnight, slightly cooler. Temperatures dropping to about 58 to 60 first thing Thursday morning. Thursday afternoon, partly cloudy with high temperatures in the low 80s. A similar feel Friday. For the North Carolina News Network, I'm meteorologist Chris Michaels in the Weather Center.
Broadcasting from the top of the North Carolina Sandhills, 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM, WEEB, Southern Pines, Pinehurst, Aberdeen.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Kamala Harris wasn't there, but Barack Obama was, joined by former First Lady Michelle. The former president revved up the crowd last night at the Democrat National Convention, bringing back the old theme of hope and change and talking up Harris.
We have a chance to elect someone who has spent her entire life trying to give people the same chances America gave her.
Harris has now been formally nominated ahead of tonight's acceptance speech. Vice presidential hopeful Tim Walz coming under fresh scrutiny. White House correspondent Greg Clugston in Chicago.
Describing his family's struggle with infertility, the Minnesota governor has implied that he and his wife used IVF to conceive. However, they actually used artificial insemination. The campaign and its allies defended Walz, while Republicans accused him of falsely using his personal story for political gain. Kamala Harris's running mate also has been criticized for misstating his military rank at retirement and saying he carried weapons of war in war. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Restoring law and order, the theme of former President Trump's campaign stop yesterday in Howell, Michigan, suggesting Kamala Harris leads among Democrats who have decimated law enforcement.
She's always been for defunding the police, and the person that she's running with, Tim Walz, is equally far left. This is the most far-left group. Nobody's ever seen anything like it.
Today, the Trump-Vance ticket will pay a visit to North Carolina. Violence outside the Israeli consulate in Chicago, where anti-Israel rioters burned an American flag and battled with police. There were a number of arrests. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 68 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 17. S&P futures up 8 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Don't diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
America's top diplomat is heading home empty-handed after ending his latest Mideast visit without a ceasefire deal.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets Qatari Minister of State Mohammed bin Abdul Aziz Al Khulafi in Lusail Palace after his arrival in Doha on Tuesday evening. But on Wednesday, Blinken ended his ninth visit to the Middle East since the war in Gaza began without securing any major breakthrough for a ceasefire deal. He'd warned on Tuesday that time is of the essence, even as Hamas and Israel signal that challenges remain. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Pakistani police say they've arrested a man charged with cyber terrorism for his alleged role in spreading misinformation that led to widespread rioting in the UK earlier this month. The 32-year-old suspect, described as a freelance web developer. News and analysis at townhall.com. Two airlines would like to fly as one.
Alaska Air is one step closer to acquiring Hawaiian Airlines after the U.S. Department of Justice chose not to challenge the $1.9 billion deal that the carriers say will create a company better able to serve travelers. Alaska Air announced in December that it would pay $18 in cash for each share of Hawaiian. The brands of both airlines would be preserved after the merger, which is unique in an industry where decades of acquisitions have left only four big carriers dominating the U.S. market. Keith Peters reporting.
Things are looking up for retailer Target as far as the bottom line is concerned. The discount retailer stock soaring this morning after its earnings beat analyst forecast amid signs that discretionary spending by at least some consumers is starting to bounce back. And this morning on Wall Street, stock futures are higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The greatest comeback of all time is underway. Remember to shop local businesses. A reminder from Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM. WEEB.
JB Short Carpet One is your locally owned Benjamin Moore paint retailer. Come in today and discover the quality and durability of Benjamin Moore paint in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. At JB Short, you'll get one-on-one expert advice for contractors and homeowners alike. No matter how big or small the job is, trust Benjamin Moore paint and your local Benjamin Moore retailer, JB Short Carpet One. JB Short Carpet One, Highway 1 North between Southern Pines and Vass, or on the web at shortcarpet1.com.
From start to finish, we get the job done right. Professional and caring, your comfortable day or night. We're the local family, you can count on us. Right there, right on time, the ones you come to trust. Four Seasons Heating and Air. Get comfortable with us.
Four Seasons in West End on Highway 211, 910-235-0606.
The best thing about our Griswold caregiver was her ability to listen to my dad, to understand what he needed, and also to push him a little bit. My dad could be a bit resistant to doing the things he should be doing, like exercise. Our Griswold caregiver didn't fight him. She talked to him, encouraged him, and took care of him.
When your dad needs a little help staying in his home, call me, Robert Bonville, at Griswold Care Parent of Pinehurst, 910-420-2360, or go online to griswoldcare.com/pinehurst.
Family-owned for three generations, Wilkinson Chevrolet Buick GMC is proud to serve Sanford and the surrounding Sandhills community for over 70 years. Right now, get 12% off any 2024 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 Crew Cab in stock. You heard that right. Take 12% off any 2024 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 Crew Cab in stock. With just a short drive from anywhere in the Sandhills, hurry to Wilkinson Chevrolet Buick GMC, because this offer ends August 31st or while supplies last. You don't want to miss this deal, so schedule your test drive today by calling 919-775-3421 or visit wilkinsoncars.com. Together, let's drive.
Price plus tax tag and $499 admin fee. Not available with lease and some other offers. Must trade in a 2010 or newer vehicle. Valid on in-stock units only. Dealer installed accessories extra. See dealer for complete details.
New York Deli is a slice of the Big Apple in Pinehurst. Located in Olmsted Village, New York Deli offers authentic New York bagels and a full breakfast menu until 11 a.m. Looking for lunch? There are 33 signature sandwiches to choose from, and now offering Meatball Mondays. New York Deli is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit Moore County Takeout and Delivery Options Facebook page for our menu updates. Call 295-2264 for takeout, or have your order delivered via DoorDash, Grubhub, or Easy Bites.
If there was a better way for financial planning, when would you want to know? Hi, I'm Roger Harris, host of Whitehorse Financial Solutions, which airs Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. and Sundays from 1 to 2 p.m. Tune in to learn how we can help you optimize your assets while eliminating losses, create better retirement plans with more paychecks, more playchecks, and a tax-efficient legacy. That's Whitehorse Financial Solutions every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. and then on Sundays from 1 to 2 p.m. You can reach us online at whitehorse-financial.com or call 910-339-2625.
Hi, this is Rodney Swarms with Plumbing Night. We know that plumbing emergencies can happen at any time. In fact, they seem to happen at the most inconvenient times. And then inviting an unknown plumber into your home, that can add to the stress of the situation. Plumbing Night wants to alleviate any stress about inviting a technician into your home by guaranteeing that we have not only the very best plumbers, but also the most knowledgeable plumbers. Before any of our employees are hired, all of the employees must undergo drug testing and a thorough background check. If they don't pass, they aren't hired. No exceptions. Once they're hired and part of the team, they receive continuous technical and customer training to ensure that they are the very best at the trade. This training is week after week, month after month, year after year. This training is what got us into community college to teach the plumbing trade. So the next time you have an emergency, call the Plumbing Night. They're known for extraordinary service and integrity.
Call the Plumbing Night at 639-5555, day or night, or on the web at theplumbingnight.com.
At Cardinal Buildings, we understand your need for extra storage, a workshop, or even a cozy backyard retreat. We'll help you choose the perfect shed or building design, size, and features to fit your unique needs. Right now, receive an additional 20% off our already low prices. With exceptional craftsmanship and durable materials, your new shed will withstand the test of time. Visit Cardinal Buildings at 364 White Hill Road, just north of the Moore County line on 15501, or call them at 919-708-7070.
NCN News, I'm Mike Riley. The second night of the Democratic National Convention concluded with a speech by former President Barack Obama. He praised President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris while criticizing former President Donald Trump. Mr. Obama said,
"We needed a leader who was steady and brought people together and was selfless enough to do the rarest thing there is in politics, putting his own ambition aside for the sake of the country."
Meanwhile, former President Trump plans to talk about national security when he visits North Carolina today, highlighting an area he has substantial experience. He'll be in Asheboro. A new program focused on tackling crime is being celebrated for its success. Michael Easley, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern North Carolina District, held a press conference on Tuesday to commend the law enforcement officials' job.
To make life in this region safer and more fair and more free for working people who deserve to live in a community where they feel and know that they are safe.
A heat dome has parked itself over Texas as well as the southwest portion of the U.S., Odessa, New York. Meteorologist Craig Allen says the heat will be at its peak over the next 48 to 72 hours.
Cities like Abilene, San Angelo, Austin, Texas, San Antonio, Victoria, Texas, Corpus Christi, and over towards Houston will have triple-digit readings, and the heat index itself is going to be up around 110 to 115 over the next few days.
There's a problem swarming in New Hanover County, an infestation of mosquitoes. Jeff Suggs, environmental health supervisor for New Hanover County, tells WECT.
Check around your property, look for tarps, clogged gutters, children's toys, things such as that.
Mosquitoes can spread serious diseases. There has been more of an influx since Debby. You're listening to NCN News.
Our population is growing and changing, and the need for healthcare workers is increasing. And with that need comes the desire of future generations to make a difference. This is Christine Bellino on this month's Conversations on the State of Healthcare, produced by the North Carolina News Network and the North Carolina Healthcare Association. I will be joined by Christy Smiley of Northern Regional Hospital, spearheading apprenticeship programs that work in our state.
Since the program began in 2021, Northern Regional Hospital has onboarded 121 apprentices through the Surrey Yadkin Works program, and 87% of those are still with our organization today.
Christy Smiley of Northern Regional Hospital, spearheading apprenticeship programs that work in our state. For more information, listen to this episode wherever you find your favorite podcast or visit idocarenc.org. That's idocarenc.org.
During the State Board of Education meeting on Tuesday, driver's ed coordinators said departments are short-staffed and it's getting more expensive to hire these teachers. As efforts to reach a ceasefire in Gaza continue, Hezbollah continues to fire dozens of rockets at Israel each day, and Israel continues to strike at Hezbollah targets deep in Lebanon.
Hezbollah launched more than 50 rockets at northern Israel today, injuring one man and damaging several homes. The attacks came hours after Israel carried out a series of airstrikes in Lebanon, targeting what it said were Hezbollah weapons depots. As international mediators try to reach a ceasefire deal in Gaza, the border between Israel and Lebanon has been heating up, with Israeli airstrikes deep in Lebanon and Hezbollah firing dozens of rockets each day.
City officials will recognize a Charlotte sanitation worker who jumped to help a family after a tree fell on the home during Tropical Storm Debby. Neighbors said that they saw city worker Jamie Gray leave his garbage truck at the end of the street on August 8th and rescue two kids from a home in Northwest Charlotte. He tells WSOC.
I have a three-year-old hearing that little kid scream for help. Just thinking of my family. I would want somebody to jump in and do that if I went there to help.
The Supreme Court said a measure to enshrine abortion rights in the state's constitution can appear on the ballot.
rights. This ballot measure would enshrine the right to an abortion in the state's constitution. So this would amend the Arizona state constitution, and it's pretty similar to what we saw in Ohio last November, but it differs from that Ohio ballot measure because that Ohio measure was more focused on reproductive rights as a whole. This specifically focuses on protecting the right to an abortion and prohibiting any state law from passing that would infringe on that right.
Mike Riley, NCN News.
It's our coolest morning since early July out there. Feeling really nice, though. Lower humidity is a treat for us this time of year. And as we head into the afternoon, we're comfortably warm, mostly sunny to at times partly cloudy, high 78 to 80 degrees. Overnight, slightly cooler with lows 58 to 60. Windows open weather for sure. Partly cloudy, low 80s by Thursday afternoon and about the same Friday. For the North Carolina News Network, I'm meteorologist Chris Michael in the Weather Center.
And now for your WEEB local news. On Tuesday, August 13th, the Pinehurst Village Council heard a presentation to consider a major site plan approval for a 100-bed short and long-term care health and rehabilitation center called Sandstone Midland, proposed on Midland Road. The applicant is the Timmons Group, and the owner is Pinehurst Healthcare Properties, LLC. The site plan proposes the development of a 73,000-square-foot healthcare facility and related infrastructure. The 11-acre property was created by a minor subdivision in September, separating it from the parent parcel, which contains Ironwood Cafe. The Pinehurst Village Council unanimously approved the plans. Derek Clouston has been promoted from Deputy Fire Chief of Pinehurst to Fire Chief. The previous Fire Chief, Carlton Cole, was promoted to Assistant Village Manager in June. This promotion marks a significant milestone in Clouston's career in fire and emergency services. Derek brings a wealth of experience and a strong commitment to community safety, which aligns perfectly with our values and goals, said Village Manager Jeff Sanborn. His proven leadership and innovative approach to fire service will undoubtedly enhance our department's ability to serve and protect our residents effectively. We look forward to the positive impact he will make in his new role. And that's your WEEB local news this morning from the Sandhill Sentinel. Go online to sandhillsentinel.com for more information.
This sports report is brought to you by Robert's Golf Shop, serving the Sand Hills area since 1980, where you get great service and great deals on new and used clubs, accessories, fittings, and repairs. Visit Robert's Golf Shop at 1310 North Sand Hills Boulevard in Aberdeen.
NCN Sports, I'm Tony Rexby. Carolina Panthers quarterback Bryce Young says he's not concerned if he doesn't take a snap in the preseason. The number one overall pick in 2023, coming off a tough rookie season. He went 2-14 as a starter and ranked near the bottom of the league in most categories. As he enters year two, having to learn a different offense under coach Dave Canales, he has not played in preseason. Canales holding him out of the first two games. Young says he's comfortable enough in the offense and will be ready for the regular season, even if he doesn't play in Saturday's final exhibition game against the Bills. The Braves came away with a 3-1 win over the Phillies last night. Correspondent Jim Hart explains.
Marcelo Zuna launched his 37th homer, and Ronaldo Lopez struck out 10 in five innings. With the score tied 1-1 in the sixth, Ozuna connected off Phil's ace Zach Wheeler for what proved to be the game-winning hit. Braves center fielder Michael Harris. The Braves cut the Phillies' lead in the NL East to six games as they won their first game played without the injured Austin Riley.
The Guardians erupted for six runs in the 12th inning before holding off the Yankees. Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
Lane Thomas hit a tie-breaking RBI double to open the scoring in the 12th. The highlight of the frame came when David Fry tripled to clear the bases. The loss overshadowed another power showing for New York, with Aaron Judge launching his major league leading 45th homer just before Juan Soto hit his 35th in the first.
The Padres rallied to beat the Twins on a homer in their last at-bat. Here's Philip Gaughan.
Jurickson Profar's three-run home run in a four-run eighth inning gave the San Diego Padres a 7-5 win over the Minnesota Twins. The Padres tied the game at three in the seventh inning when Manny Machado hit his 20th home run of the season, only to see the Twins jump back in front in the top of the eighth on Christian Vasquez's two-run pinch-hit single. Profar hit his career-tying 20th home run to put San Diego ahead to stay.
You're listening to NCN Sports.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Act now for a free 10-year warranty on a Generac home standby generator. Terms and conditions apply. See more at alternativepower.com. Alternative Power, North Carolina's Generac experts.
Everyone goes through tough times, and everyone can get through them, as long as they don't have to do it alone. Dial 988 if you need someone to talk to. Get what you need to get to a better place. Together, we'll find the care that works best for you. We're here, 24/7. Call, text, or chat 988. 988. Let's get through it together. Brought to you by the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services.
Baltimore Orioles beating the Mets last night 9-5, while the Dodgers turned back the Mariners 6-3, as we hear from Mark Myers.
Pinch hitter Jason Hayward broke an eighth-inning tie with a three-run homer off All-Star closer Andrés Muñoz as the Dodgers come back to win it after being down 3-0 early in the game. L.A. also got home runs from Gavin Lux and Max Muncy. Jorge Polanco drove in all three Seattle runs. Joe Kelly pitched one inning and got the win. Daniel Hudson the save. Seattle has now dropped 7 of its last 8 games.
Nationals falling to the Rockies 3-1. The Syracuse Mets beat the Durham Bulls last night 3-2 in their series opener in Syracuse. Charlotte Knight scored 5 in the first inning. Rallied in the ninth. Not enough, though. They fell to Memphis 8-7. Tony Rixby, NCN Sports.
Sometimes you just want to say,
radio is a great middle ground.
It's the best job ever.
97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM. WEEV. We've got you by the ears.
Since 1980, Roberts Golf Shop has been providing great service and great deals on new and used clubs. They're an authorized Caddy Talk Cube retailer, and they also carry apparel from brands like Nextbelt and Greg Norman. Roberts Golf Shop also performs custom fittings and repairs. With the area's largest selection of women's and juniors clubs and apparel, you must visit Roberts Golf Shop today at 1310 North Sand Hills Boulevard in Aberdeen or online at robertsgolf.com.
Dealing with the aftermath of a car wreck can leave you feeling stressed. At Ken's Body Works in West End, you'll get collision repair services you can rely on. Family owned and operated for over 20 years, Ken's Body Works specializes in collision repair, body work, custom paint, dent removal, and much more. No job is too big or too small. Ken's certified technicians will have your vehicle back to its factory look and specifications. Call 910-235-0486 for a free estimate today. That's 910-235-0486.
Caraloha is now being featured at Appliances and More. Hi, this is Catherine Phelps. Let us show you a comfy way to save the planet. Caraloha specializes in sustainable bamboo fabrics, carrying sheets, towels, blankets, pillows, and mattresses. We also carry men and women's sleepwear and exercise apparel with a smooth, soft texture. Please visit Caraloha, now being featured at Appliances and More in the Town and Country Shopping Center, Aberdeen.
Cooper Ford in Carthage has done it again. They've won the coveted Ford President's Award for the fourth consecutive year. And with spring upon us, so are the deals. Inventories are up and so are the discounts and low rates on almost every model. Cooper Ford will beat any deal on any new Ford anywhere, period. So feel free to shop all you want before making that short drive to beautiful Carthage and see why so many have chosen Cooper Ford. Just off 15501 in Carthage or on the web at cooperford.net. Cooper Ford, always working hard to be your hometown dealer.
From the WEEB Community Calendar.
Hello, Sand Hills community. We would like to invite you to participate in the 5th Annual Service Before Self Festival on Saturday, September 7th at Home at Last Farms, 527 Red Hill Road, Cameron. This event is hosted by Carthage Masonic Lodge 181 to honor our military service members, veterans, law enforcement, firefighters, and emergency medical technicians for their selfless service to our communities. In addition, this is a fundraiser for Children of Fallen Heroes and the Masonic Home for Children at Oxford, two important charities that do great things for children in need. The VFW, DAV, American Legion, Civil Air Patrol, Girl and Boy Scouts, and U.S. Army Recruiting will all be participating. There will be music and fun activities for all. This year, we are excited to add the first annual barbecue cook-off. Teams will compete for cash prizes, trophies, and bragging rights. There will also be a People's Choice Award. For complete information, go to Home at Last Farms on Facebook, look at the events tab, or email HermanReeves@hotmail.com. Come out and support this wonderful event at Home at Last Farms, 527 Red Hill Road, Cameron, September 7th from 2 to 10 p.m. Hope to see you there.
From Coach Pete's Money Desk, America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach, what do you mean when you say you need to know your exit strategy?
Well, you have to look at what your net worth is. That's how much you're worth when you add all the stuff you have. Not just stuff that you can get, like sold today, but stuff that you can't sell, like that's illiquid, we call it. Maybe some long-term bonds or some silver gold. I mean, it's not easy to sell that for what you need. And stocks, bonds, crypto, all these things, especially real estate, though. You say, Coach, I'm worth $10 billion on paper, but I can't even afford to take my family out to McDonald's. I say, why? Because, well, I don't have cash flow. I have all my money tied up. Well, we can't have all our money tied up. Well, why'd you do that? Well, because my broker said it was a good time to buy. Did your broker tell you when a good time to sell would be? Because, you know, before you buy, you have to know it. You have to have an exit strategy. Anything you buy in life, you better know when you're going to sell it, or you shouldn't buy it to begin with.
Retirement Planning with Coach Pete and the team, 919-415-1716, 919-415-1716, or text COACH to 600-700. 919-415-1716, 919-415-1716, or text COACH to 600-700. Coach, you stress all the time how vital it is to have lifetime income in retirement.
We won't take anyone as a client if you don't have some lifetime income somewhere. Doesn't have to be with us, but Social Security, lifetime income. Debatable, supposedly. I hope it will be. But you have to have your own supplemental retirement plan. That's money you're doing now if you're doing a 401k, 403b, thrift savings plan. That's your own supplemental retirement plan. You are adding to your own money for the future. And you hope it's going to build, and not only build, but it's going to give you a lifetime income you never outlive if you put it in the next place. So again, you've got your money put aside, but you don't have the money on the right route yet. It has not decided if it's going to give you lifetime income or if you're going to keep it at risk with a broker, which could give you two times more income than you could ever get from safe money. It could also take all your money away, and you might not have any money for retirement.
919-415-1716, 919-415-1716, or text COACH to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, North Carolina Registered Investment Advisor.
If you're like most folks, you love your home. You love your neighborhood and those that live around you. But when you go inside your home, you see that it is in need of a massive updating, especially those bathrooms, kitchen, and great room. You know that these areas need upgrading, but you also know what a task it is to do it yourself. Hi, I'm Steve Leader Adams, and I've built over 2,000 homes, and I and my partner Larry Postlewaite have over 70 years of construction experience and have our own remodeling business called Relive It Remodeling. We also pride ourselves on making remodeling jobs an easy and enjoyable process for our clients. We look after everything, from permits to the last paint stroke. We also show up when we promise and stay until completion. And we also recycle any materials through the Wounded Warrior program. And here's one more promise. Nobody, and I mean nobody, does better quality work than we do. For your next renovation job, give me a call right here at WEEB at 692-7440 or check us out on the web at reliveitremodeling.com. If you have a computer with 5 to 7 years of age on it, it's probably in need of a tune-up. Over the years, your computer picks up files and toolbars that you don't need, eventually it reduces your computer performance a great deal. Just bring your PC or Mac to WEEB Computer Repair here at the WEEB Studios on Midland Road. No problem is too big or too small for our super geek, and our prices are much lower than the box stores. WEEB Computer Repair, 690-9723, the home of the Super Geek.
We're proud to be working with our local businesses for the greatest comeback of all time.
Come together.
With Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM, WEEB.
Hello, I'm John Zumwalt, and you're in the Zumwalt Zone. I don't want anyone to think I'm ungrateful that the Lord has allowed me to live this long. In spite of what I'm about to say, I pray he'll let me live a lot longer. I still remember seeing my dad, seeing my granddad, going from being the strongest men that I knew to two old men. Seems like it just happened overnight. That's the thing about old age. It just kind of creeps up on you. I try hard not to, as the song says, not to let the old man in, but he sneaks in sometimes from time to time. And if you heard me getting out of my truck, you'd think I was trying to break a world's record for bench pressing. I used to get mail that encouraged me to buy a certain car or visit some exotic place. Later on, I got mail trying to get me to take advantage of low interest rates at a bank. Now, courtesy of Facebook, I get offers for grave sites or nursing homes. I don't know who came up with that fantasy lie that, don't worry, John, 75 is the new 50. Liar. When I was 50, I didn't moan reaching for the remote control. I didn't throw my back out picking up a toothpick off the floor. Now, I wait till I've dropped several toothpicks in one spot before I try to pick them up. I love my life. I'm blessed, and I know it. And to be honest, the old man hadn't completely taken over. Not yet. Hope all of you have a wonderful day and a very safe one. From the Zoom Warm Zone.
Starting out this morning a little bit on the cool side. Temperatures for the most part in the 60s. It's comfortable. We'll call it that. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy at times this afternoon and comfortably warm. Highs 78 to 80 degrees. Overnight, slightly cooler. Temperatures dropping to about 58 to 60 first thing Thursday morning. Thursday afternoon, partly cloudy with high temperatures in the low 80s. A similar feel Friday. For the North Carolina News Network, I'm meteorologist Chris Michaels in the Weather Center.
And now, the Sandhills' number one morning show, Mornings with the Leader Man, here on Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB, and heard and seen around the world at talk973.com.
The best part of waking up is waking up with us.
Welcome back this morning.
What are you smiling at?
Just happy I have a job.
I love work.
I love my job.
I love working here.
I love my job.
I love working.
I love your work.
I have a job to do.
I have a job to do.
What job is that?
Put on a show.
Put on a great show.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Are you waiting for me to say something?
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Still waiting for you to say.
Showtime.
Good morning, Talk 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM WEEB. You're listening to Mornings with the Leader Man. It is a beautiful, cool morning here in the Sand Hills. I am, again, sitting in for Steve. He's out feeling a little tummy troubles, I guess is what I could say. Not quite sure what's happening. I'm pretty sure he's okay. He'll hopefully be back tomorrow, so you won't have to deal with my music choices. Although I am taking requests. And again, this hour, I was requested to play Twisted Sister, so here you go. I enjoy it. I hope everybody else enjoys it. But I will now introduce my two guests who are joining me again this hour. We went over a lot last hour, and hopefully they can continue the trend of informing our wonderful listeners out there. I have David Hensley in here with me. Good morning again, David. Welcome back.
Good morning, Dorothy. Good morning, Moore County. That's an awesome bumper music. It is so appropriate for the We the People caucus. And as they say, when the cat's away, the mice will play.
I've got to find something weirder, though. I love Twisted Sister. It's kind of my vibe, but I'm thinking, there's a song out there that is going to be completely off the wall, and I will have to find it and put it on reserve for the next time I'm on the morning show and shock everybody.
Well,
you know,
this is appropriate for We the People.
It is very appropriate.
We the People are not going to take it anymore.
Welcome back there, Steve Woodward.
Well, hello. Good morning, Dorothy. I was beginning to feel a little, forgotten and neglected over here.
I can just barely see you over the monitor.
Oh, I'm here.
But
morning,
I haven't
David.
Forgotten that you're
here. Good morning, Mr. Woodward.
Good morning, Leader Man, wherever you are, and all of our devoted listeners across the fruited plain and around the world. Thank you for coming back.
That's right. We do have listeners from around the world.
Boy, the humidity has fallen faster than Kamala Harris's ratings. It's today. It's only going to be 55%. That's considered moderate. The high is going to be 78, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, sunny skies and 80.
Time to open those windows back up, let some fresh air in the house.
And more of the same right on through Sunday. Beautiful, beautiful temperatures and humidity and all those wonderful things. So,
for August, it's a good time to be outside.
Well, let me say this, along the lines of we're not going to take it anymore, Steve, I think that the We the People Conservative Caucus should add another plank to our platform, and that is we are no longer going to let the local media, especially the pilot, get away with perpetrating the lies and misrepresentation that they've been getting away with no accountability, no consequences on their editorial page and the letters that they write, you know, the letters to the editor. So I think We the People Caucus need to start holding the pilot accountable and delivering consequences for the nonsense that they write on their editorial page.
And especially given the fact that really the role of the pilot in this community now, I don't know what it was 20, 30 years ago. It was probably a more legitimate role than it is today. But today it is really to keep a small, addled, unhinged, vocal minority, you know, very riled up and very sort of off balance and reaching for their meds at all times. And I think that at the rate it's going, maybe before you and I are wheeled off to the home, we may one day see in place of the pilot newsroom on Pennsylvania Avenue, probably just another vape shop in its place. You
that
know?
Would be so, an improvement. I can say when I first moved down here in 2008 from Northern Virginia, you know, I'm like, man, this is great. A small town newspaper. And I subscribed to the pilot thinking, man, this is going to be refreshing. Because when I lived in Northern Virginia, it was the Washington Post.
Oh, yeah, the compost.
And
yeah,
they threw the pilot in my driveway exactly twice before I got their number and I canceled my subscription.
Right.
And, you know, I've been somewhat mentally healthy
right,
ever since.
Because their goal apparently is to make their editorial page look very similar to the New York Times or the Washington Post, and today's is certainly no exception to that.
Well, let me say this. Yesterday, we picked apart an editorial written by, you know, I assume, you know, the editorial staff, which has to be Warnoff and Nagy. And we picked it apart because, you know, it was just chock full of lies and misrepresentation. And that's what the editorial and opinion page is of the pilot. And you're right, it consistently reflects one view. And apparently that's the view of the owner and, you know, and certainly the editor. And we just need to start exposing them, and we need to start picking apart the lies, because they've been publishing these lies for decades with no one refuting them. And We the People Caucus, or at least me and Steve, are going to we're going to dedicate a show where we pick apart their editorials and their letters to the editor, and we expose the lies, and we expose the people behind who are writing these letters to the editor.
In fact, I would say that I'm not a big fan of artificial intelligence, AI, but I almost think one application for AI that might be useful would be to let it take over the editorial page of the pilot, because right now it is controlled by VI, which would be vacated intelligence, and this is on display twice a week, and so drop your quarters in the machine and pull the lever, and there before you will be the smoldering, simmering little petri dish of lies and half truths known as the pilot.
Well, and you know, they use these little techniques. If you pay attention to the pilot, every election cycle they run the same sort of letters to the editor from the exact same people. You go back, you know, it's election season now, and you read the letters to the editor, and you'll see some names there. And then if you go back to 2022 in election season, you'll see the same people writing the same sort of letters. Yeah. You go back to 2020. So, you know, it's this formulatic recipe that they put together, and it's all to try to control the narrative. And as you said, to try to, you know, it represents the extreme far leftist activist in the community, and that's not what a community newspaper should do.
Correct, but it's where we are, it's what we have, and as far as I know, there is no competing entity in the works anywhere, so we have to be vigilant in taking every opportunity we can to shine the bright light of truth on the dark recesses of the pilot.
I see you have your reading glasses on. Do you have any examples there?
You know, I do, David, and they have a little tradition they like to carry on here in the pilot. They publish letters to the editor, and I'm sure that they are very carefully screened, and only the most unhinged and distorted received letters are then published. Right. Here's a real beauty, and I love the headlines. Never blame the author for the headline. These are all written by some other glassy-eyed loon. Vote against hate.
Oh, good. I can vote anti-hate.
Vote against hate, everybody.
So wait, I'm going to vote. If I'm voting anti-hate, I'm voting straight Republican ticket, right? Is that what they're advocating?
Actually not. But this is a letter that takes exception to our very fine school board member, one of the most principled people I know in the community, Pauline Bruno. No shrinking violet is she. In the most recent school board meeting, she made a very valid point about the danger posed by the revisions that have been made to Title IX by the Biden regime via executive fiat, not by any change in the law. And what was to have taken place, what was to have gone into effect on August 1st, was a Title IX that was no longer committed to equality for women in sports, which was its goal and purpose when it was passed into law 52 years ago. Now, Title IX is to become a document that provides protections for the LGBTQ plus minus asterisk backslash community. Yes. And Pauline's message there was, we do not want our schools and our children to be vulnerable to what the real intent of this subverted Title IX is, which is to create a scenario where one or two people can claim that their rights have been violated. They can file lawsuits. They can actually, not theoretically, but actually make a case for, as a transgender individual, I can enter the locker room or the changing room or the restroom of my choice.
So is that how the person writing the letter to the editor?
Oh, no. That Title IX is not even referenced in this letter. Oh. Instead, all it says is as follows. Lately and illegally, they want to count and ostracize students who might not have citizen documents when our laws say all students must be allowed. That refers to another proposal to find out how many illegal students are coming into our schools. But now, Pauline Bruno called on the local Christian community to join a hate campaign, because she wants to keep Title IX intact as it was intended. That's a hate campaign, and the pilot allows this kind of extremism to become a published letter.
Anything the far left doesn't like, they label as hate.
Yes. This woman says that as a Christian, the author of this letter, one Sheila Van Dyke of Pinehurst.
Sheila Van Dyke.
Yes.
Van Dyke. Okay, please proceed.
Not related to, I assume, Dick Van Dyke, the great actor. But she references her own Christian faith, which calls upon all of us to love thy neighbor. We make sure, she writes, that we know that our neighbors come in every size, boy do they ever, color, age, and LGBTQ, which is not really a feature. That's more of a, well, that's another story for another day. We don't think Jesus made exceptions when he told us what to do. That's interesting. You're going to drag our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into this unhinged rant. Please do our students and all of us a favor and vote for two candidates who have strong backgrounds in education. So she pivots to the election season and never gets to the essence of what the debate over the Title IX subversion in the school board meeting was actually about. So it's just Pauline Bruno is for hate. Vote against her. Okay, that's one distortion. Now, here we are, another letter entitled, headlined, At a Loss. At a Loss. Okay, now, is this going to be about a weight loss pill? Or?
And who wrote this letter, the editor?
This was written by Robin Fry of Southern Pines.
Oh, Southern Pines. Okay.
Robin Fry.
Get ready, everyone. This is going to be a doozy.
Now, in this one, not only do we revisit Pauline Bruno, but this author says that her words left me speechless. She accuses Bruno of spewing ire and angst. Although she is entitled to her beliefs, I do not condone the vitriol and the come-to-arms approach she espouses. Now, so, if you go back and watch the meeting on YouTube, I don't recall anyone calling anyone to arms. I don't know where that comes from. That suggests a call to violence against who? But she says that in her public position on the board and during an official board meeting, she spewed vitriol and a come-to-arms approach. Her words are nothing more than inflammatory, narrow-minded, and hate-filled.
So okay.
Again, she was talking about the subversion of Title IX, and yet all we know is that Pauline Bruno sounds like the world's worst person, and that couldn't be further from the truth, of course.
Well, there they are again. There's a member of the left invoking the hate name, when in reality, look, I was there. Not only was I there, but I was sitting next to Pauline. I mean, Pauline's wonderful, and you're right. She's no shrinking violet. And here is what they call hate. What Pauline Bruno did, she made the following argument, and she offered a solution for it. She stated that, and this is a fact, that the Biden administration illegally redefined the protections of Title IX that were designed to protect women, and they illegally redefined them to include the 67 made-up genders, right? And then she said, what some of the effects of that would be, that, you know, teachers could be sued if they didn't, you know, remember the latest made up
pronoun. Yeah.
And then she talked about, you know, protecting our female athletes from transgender. I mean, we just saw in the Olympics where transgender males just like beat the hell out of like legitimate females.
In women's boxing.
Yeah. We've seen in North Carolina where a transgender athlete was playing volleyball and gave a female high school volleyball player a concussion. And then, so she pointed out that it was illegal, and in fact, it is illegal because the Supreme Court, 9-0, just upheld an injunction. Dan Bishop just wrote a great letter on that. So she pointed out that it was illegal. Then she pointed out the horrible consequences of it. Then her call to action was, there's an organization, a fine organization, which, by the way, I joined and I have their logo wear now, called Moms for Liberty. And Moms for Liberty sued, among many other lawsuits, Moms for Liberty sued the Biden administration and got an injunction. And the injunction covered certain, again, they got an injunction against the Biden administration implementing these illegal redefinition of Title IX.
Correct.
And the injunction covered certain states, and it covered anybody, any parent, male or female, who is a mother who has a child in a school. If that parent joins Moms for Liberty, then that entire school that their child attends
they cannot enforce the new Title IX rules Correct. Against that school. And her call to action was, if you want to protect your child and you want to protect your child's school, join Moms for Liberty. It's free. It takes literally, I did it, it takes literally 2 minutes to join online. Then you go in and select your child's school. And then the Biden administration and the U.S. Department of Education cannot enforce this against that school. That's right. all. And they call that hate. I call that protecting our children.
And protecting the proper role of the executive order in an administration
and respecting a court injunction. And, yeah. You know, they leave all that out. They just throw out this term, oh, hateful and vitriol and all that. But let me say this real quick. We're waiting for the final numbers. But I believe that we have, because of Miss Bruno's efforts and because of the efforts of Moms for Liberty, I believe that we currently have 21 of Moore County's 24 schools protected against the implementation of this radical redefinition of Title IX.
Right. And this is not some outlier in terms of Pauline's campaign here. 15 states' attorneys general have sought and received injunctions protecting the entirety of their states from the subversion of Title IX.
Guess which state didn't do that?
North Carolina,
Josh
because
Stein.
We have a little Marxist named Josh Stein as our attorney general who's running for governor. And I beg you that if you either you're looking for an excuse to move to South Carolina or you just want to spend another 4 years, constantly enraged by Marxism writ large, then go ahead and vote for little Josh for governor. But I don't recommend that.
So let's talk about these people who write letters to the editor. And, you know, we didn't get around to enough of the letters of the editor. Just suffice it to say it's all nonsense. But we're going to start weekly. We're going to start picking apart Nagy's editorials, and we're going to start picking apart letters to the editor as part of a weekly show here on WEB and our upcoming podcast. But let me say this. If you really want to know who these people are, you need to get on Facebook. And you need to check out this Facebook group called the All New Libs of the Sand Hills. And look, we've all heard of Libs of TikTok. Well, there's a local version that some fine, upstanding, concerned citizens have started. And all this Facebook group does is it's an accumulator of all the public posts that these people have been making for years. I mean, I think whoever's behind this has at least 6 or 7 years of all the public posts that these crazies have been posting publicly on Facebook, Twitter, and whatnot. And this website or this Facebook group called the All New Libs of Sand Hills, they're exposing not what they think these people said, but these are the actual posts from these people who've been posting this stuff. And if you go in and look at these names, you're going to see a lot of familiar names. And if you look at the people who have written the letters to the editor and the pilot, and the people who call them, who cloak themselves in children and call themselves public school advocates, you're going to see what these people are really all about in their words, because it's all posted there for the entire world to see on the All New Libs of the Sand Hills. And again, you read those postings, they're vile, they're disgusting, but these are the people who John Nagy and Warnoff has chosen to publish their letters to the editor, chosen for them to be, right, guest columns, and have taken their input and their ideas and made their way to the editorials written by John Nagy. It is the post on the All New Libs of the Sand Hills. Again, those are the actual words and posts of these crazy leftists, and it is vile and disgusting. You won't be able to spend much time on there.
No, and nor should you, but and if you want to know who these people are, you can pick them out real easily around the community. They're the ones who are still wearing masks in the grocery store and into their restaurants and then taking them off to eat their tofu and their sushi. But nonetheless, those are the ones. If you want to know who these people are, they're the ones with the mask dangling from their rearview mirror in their car. Those are the people.
Well, they're the all look, all the leftist rallies, if you pay attention, all the leftist rallies, whether it's in D.C. or in Southern Pines, they're all the same people. Look, whether it's whether they're out there in support of drag queens, you know, shaking their junk in front of minors, you know, they were out protesting in support of that. If, you know, the LGBTQ rallies, the George Floyd rallies, the people who write the letters to the editor, it's the same frickin' people. There's like 25 of them, and if you read the pilot, you would think it's 90% of Moore County.
And then they try to hijack Christianity and say that, you know, anybody who doesn't follow their, you know, their completely un-Christian-like impulses is somehow, you know, a hateful person who God would summarily condemn. It's really quite, it would be hilarious if it wasn't so so dangerous. And, you know, another thing that I think is worth mentioning, David, is that have you noticed how the pilot is very selective about which entities it's constantly scrutinizing and criticizing? It seems to be the Moore County Board of Education.
Yes.
But then there are a couple of others who are completely off limits.
That would be number one on that list is Sand Hills Community College. Sand Hills Community College had illegally unannounced, undocumented meetings for decades. They had their public meetings in exclusive clubs behind gated, you know, in gated communities.
Yes.
They've done Sand Hills Community College is by definition the, you know, with the lack of oversight by George Little and what's the other dude's name? I can never remember his name. He's chair now. I can never remember his name.
Oh, Larry Cadell.
Yeah, he's so insignificant, I can't ever remember his name. Under the leadership of Larry Cadell and George Little, Sand Hills Community College was a rogue organization, but never a peep out of the pilot about any of the, you know, illegal meetings they had, lack of minutes, destroying public records. None of that stuff was ever mentioned in the pilot because you know why? Because they were allied with the pilot. The pilot and Sand Hills Community College was doing exactly what Warnoff and Nagy wanted them to do. They were the home, the refuge of the left in Moore County.
And that was the same scenario back, you know, less than 10 years ago when Robert Grimacy ruled with an iron fist the Moore County schools.
Correct.
And boy, back then, they could do no wrong. The pilot, right. they were. It was a Kool-Aid fest, seven days a week.
When the left had control of, look, the centers of gravity of the left used to be Moore County School, the school board, and we the people took that back. And the one remaining center of gravity of the left that's a public institution was Sand Hills Community College. And the minute that we the people got two reformers on that board, Dr. Beth Ann Pratt, who has a PhD in education, and yourself, all of a sudden, boy, they went high and to the right because that is the last bastion, the last stronghold of the left in Moore County. And the pilot and Nagy are fighting tooth and nail to keep it left.
Yes, I sometimes take a helmet with me to meetings. But by the way, We the People Caucus will be soon announcing an upcoming event to rally our folks. So keep your antenna up for that. It's coming soon.
Yep. And speaking of rally, today at 2 p.m. in Asheboro, former President Donald Trump will be having a rally, and I think it's everyone's duty to jump in your vehicle, and whether you got tickets or not, go up and
head
show
up,
support.
Head up I-74. It's not that far. The once and future president will be on hand in Asheboro at the Aviation Museum today.
So just like we said, you know, this last election was the last election that the Moore County GOP is going to have without debates in the primaries. This is the last edition of the pilot that the editorial page is going to go without scrutiny because we're going to scrutinize it.
Because what? We're not going to do what? Take it anymore? Yeah,
right.
There you
go. We're not going to take it anymore. We're going to scrutinize it.
All right, here we go.
That works. I thank you, gentlemen, for being here, filling us in with all kinds of good information. Everybody have a great Wednesday. It's going to be a beautiful day out there, so get out and enjoy it.
Come back. You'd better be laughing.
So, what have we learned? Heck, I don't know. But this is one crazy show. Bye now.
Cut, cut. That's it. Go home, everybody. None of this ever happened.
Well, y'all come back now, you hear?
I think we're through here.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much, man. That's pretty much all I got, man.
Okay, class dismissed. Rock on!
Well, let me tell you something. Everything comes to an end.
Broadcasting from the top of the North Carolina Sandhills, 97.3 FM, 104.1 FM, and 990 AM, WEEB, Southern Pines, Pinehurst, Aberdeen.